97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the spot.
Well, I live in the city, Mark and Ethan, and I have noticed recently the major improvements that are being made in my neighborhood. I can't believe it. I've lived there for a while, and I've never seen anything done about the massive potholes and things. For example, the alleys behind my house, they just repaved them.
Well, they repaved the alleys?
They repaved the alleys because it was so bad. Huge potholes. And I was just astonished because I've never seen any work being done in the city, basically. And also, Kings Highway repaved recently.
Well, that was part of one of their initiatives, wasn't it, to make the streets a little bit better and safer?
Yeah, and I think that maybe this is part of the Transform STL Rams settlement money being spent. Yeah. But it's kind of refreshing that after living here for a few years that in the city, actually seeing things improved instead of just laying there, or certain parts of the city. I live in Soulard. South City has not gotten a lot of attention in the last few years.
Right.
Let's be honest. And so it's nice to see that South City, and Mayor Spencer obviously is from that area. So I think there's a reason that some of this money is going toward South City.
So asking for a friend, because these projects take a while, was this a Spencer initiative, or is this this was money that was probably already committed under Tishara Jones, right?
It could. I think the Transform STL Act was put in place while she was mayor.
Okay. All right.
I don't know why all of a sudden, though, these projects have just started. I mean, the Kings Highway thing wasn't that long ago that it started. It was just last week that I saw all these crews. They're all over Soulard doing improvements. So anyway, I thought it was worthy to point out that people crap on the city all the time about the crime and other things. And it's nice to see that there are positive developments happening.
Right.
Because I like living in the city environment. I don't like the crime. I really don't like the drivers. That's another issue that I've noticed, not lately, but I've had some really scary incidents on the roads lately where people are just out of control.
But I'll let you describe that in your own words. The scariest incidents I have in the city are two things. Number one, people will approach you from behind at such a high rate of speed you don't see them
exactly
until they almost take your bumper off screaming around you.
Happened to me a couple weeks ago on the way to work here in the morning, like 4:30 in the morning. It happened exact same thing. I looked to my left, and that car was way far away. I turn right, and this is on Gravois, and all of a sudden, he's right screaming up exactly what you're describing,
yeah,
and I just floored my car and moved over. Thankfully, he was trying to get on the ramp to 44, and I think I'm surprised that the car didn't fly off the ramp. He had to be doing 100.
Wow.
On Gravois.
Yeah.
And so that was one incident. I've seen so many lately with people just going around cars to blow through stop signs. Mm.
Or red lights.
It's just insane.
Kim and I have complained about that, and of course anybody who works down here in the mornings, is sometimes if you're lucky when you get off at 14th Street over here, you'll catch, if all the lights are green, you can make it all the way down here to Olive and turn right to get to our station. But even if all the lights are green, I still stop at Market Street and look in each direction.
Yeah.
Because you never know if the light just turned and somebody's about to blow that red light at 60 miles an hour, because it happens all the time.
It has happened.
And there's no enforcement. I've never seen anybody pulled over for that, ever.
Yeah, I agree with that. And the other issue is pedestrians. As a pedestrian, 5-second rule. I think in St. Louis it's more like 10 seconds, especially Grand and Arsenal is one I think of as being one of the worst intersections in the city for pedestrians.
Well, host who was killed, Brian McKenna, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was hit down there where near Holly Hills somewhere. Wasn't that where it was?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's another location. But I see this happen. Cyclists. But I will say, another incident that's happened twice to me because I want to give cyclists the right of way in their situation, but I have twice on my way to work seen a cyclist try to blow through a red light and I'm turning left, and this is the same person. They've done it twice. It's a woman who looks like she, I don't know, she's like wearing a bonnet. She looks like she shouldn't be out at 4:15 in the morning. I'm assuming she's going to
wearing
work
dark
on
clothing. But yeah. Never in the bright
and so she's
colorful
coming,
outfits.
Yeah, and twice though, she's tried to blow through the red light that I have a green light. And I wanted to shout out to her and say, "Lady, look, you're going to get yourself killed here."
I could do a soapbox on my frustration with bikers. Yeah. I'm sorry. God bless you for being into exercise. And I know that that's a huge priority in your life. Your exercise is not a huge priority in my life. And the fact that they've changed all these laws so that I get in trouble if you do something stupid and I beat my horn at you. I'm the one that gets in trouble because you don't follow the rules of the road. Yeah. And you have the right of way at all times. I'm sorry, you're exercising. I'm driving to work. I have no sympathy for that at all.
Yeah, and when they follow the rules of the road and are respectful, you know, I'm supportive of, like you said, of people riding their bikes.
Yeah.
But I also, on the flip side, though, a lot, you know, there are drivers who give no room or respect to the cyclists at all and run them over. I mean, and then hit and run and leave.
Well,
it's happened several times.
Certainly, if that happens, people need to get in trouble for it. If the motorist is doing stupid things like that.
Yeah.
I'm not encouraging violence against them. I just irritates me. And then their little brightly colored spandex outfits on top of that. I don't know. It's like salt in the wound.
Well, at least if they're wearing bright colors, you can see them.
Yeah, that's true. That's as ugly as it might be. I don't know why you'd want to wear that. Nobody needs to see that. I mean, some of them are fit and trim. Don't get me wrong, but, you know.
Yeah.
I should be on a bike, probably. Ethan's going, no. Don't do that.
Yeah, the naked bike ride was recently.
That Soulard one time years ago, and I'm like, you know, this is like going to a nude beach. The people that you might want to see nude are never the ones are there. The ones riding the bikes, you know, or you get a little big flab hanging over, and you know, like, come on.
It's such an sight. I don't know.
Why is Sydney Sweeney not participating in that? I'm just asking for a friend here.
Right.
if you're gonna participate.
Oh, it's Festival of Nations this weekend. That event is. It's pretty cool because you get to taste food from around the world, although it's changed quite a bit. And I'm not sure that, you know, Stu McMillan, his family used to make food for it because his wife's from Bolivia.
Okay.
And they would make these things called salteñas. They're sort of like empanadas. I think they're better. And she would make, the grandmother or the mother would make like 1,500 of these things to serve at Festival of Nations. But I think they changed the rules and fees, and they're not doing it anymore. They've been disincentivized to have a booth there.
I haven't been there in many, many years. They used to call it something else. It wasn't Festival of Nations. I can't remember. Was it the International Festival? Or so they used to call it something else. And we went years ago, and it was a wide selection of food and all that. My guess is if I showed up down there in my MAGA shirt, I would not be welcome. I could be wrong about that. I'm speculating here. But my guess is after the interview I saw with the leader of it on Channel 2 yesterday, my guess is when all they want to talk about is diversity and inclusiveness and all that, we would not be welcome. However, I would point out that not a single person I know, I'll say it again, who is a conservative has any issue with immigration at all. We welcome legal immigration. You're here legally?
Sure.
Welcome. I'll eat your empanadas. But my point is, we're just trying to eliminate illegal aliens who broke into our country to get here. But that crowd has made all of us, you know, the bad guy.
I wonder if ICE is going to show up.
Oh, imagine show up wearing an ICE shirt.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
If somebody listening to the show has the guts to do that, please record it, and we will play it on the air the reaction to it. But where like wear one of those cams on your helmet and walk through that festival wearing an ice shirt. I would love to see that.
Oh my gosh. Stir in the pot.
Oh man, that we've come up with a good idea here. Who's going to volunteer? Where are my volunteers out there? Richie, where are you? You gonna do this for me? I know I got somebody that's willing to go to the International Festival this weekend and wear an ice shirt walking down the street. Oh, my goodness. All right, Scott, thank you.